Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 123, Peter Pan's Flight. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Hello and welcome to Memory 123 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. Alright, let me begin by apologizing for not getting out this show on schedule 2 weeks ago. We were really enjoying our vacation so much, and where we were, we really didn't have internet connection, so I was kind of enjoying being disconnected. Unfortunately, no trip to Walt Disney World this time either, but we've still got a pretty good backlog to pull from for the time being. For now, let's return to our date in the Magic Kingdom for some more fun. Now, think way back to where we left off last time. My family and I had just finished catching Mickey's PhilharMagic just because we still had time before our fast passes were available for Peter Pan's flight. We've exited the theater and have now made the left turn and are headed for next door to Peter Pan's flight. We'll leave the stroller right where it is and just walk over there. We hand over our paper fast passes and are slipped to the front of the line. The wait line was still like 45 minutes or so for the regular queue. Instead, with our fast passes, we'll wait, 2 minutes before we climb onto our pirate ship and fly off to Neverland. So this is still one of the longest lines in Fantasyland, and for good reason, though. Who doesn't dream of flying and being a kid forever? Children of all ages love this attraction. Now, personally, my magic number for waiting for this attraction is only like 30 minutes, usually. So I either have to have a fast pass or I just pass. It's still a dark ride, and it still hasn't changed in all these years. And that doesn't mean it's not fun. Now, I do love watching my kids as we soar up into the sky and see the sights below us, their eyes wide, absorbing everything around them. Then, when we get off the ride, they exclaim, "That was awesome," or "I want to do it again," and I know at that point that they'll never forget this great attraction. So what are your thoughts about Peter Pan? Do you have a fond memory of the attraction? Please come share it with all of us, and while you're at it, leave me some feedback on the show simply by visiting the WDW Memories website at wdw-memories.net. There you can find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on social media, or maybe view some of my photos and videos. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your memories and feedback that way. If you like the show and want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up the search results list. Or maybe mention us in a tweet, on Facebook, on Google+, on Pinterest, or whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you'd like to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or a recurring donation of any amount you like. And don't forget to check out the affiliate links on the website for other great information that helps support the show. Some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of the new recorder, which has greatly improved the quality of my in-park recordings. Now, today's memory is in binaural, so I'd suggest putting those headphones on to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we soar high above Neverland.
Right here. Welcome to Peter Pan. Pretty much, yeah. No. You need these, or you need the fast pass tickets? Okay, I saw these things, so I wasn't sure. All right. I'm so sorry. Mikey. Oh, I think she was counting four and looks well here. Okay. All right. Push. Thank you. Size as a clam shell. When there's nobody in line for fast pass, that's the reason fast passes are nice and also a pain. Because everybody else gets to stop and wait. Now they crack down on your window. You have to be here. I mean, I think they let you go if you're like 15 minutes. Ask her, can we do four? Okay. Thank you. Flying like Donald's. Walking through. This way. You want to go ride the carousel? You want to see what the best choice is? I would like to go. I don't care.
You want to try to see that bell?
I think so. They just moved it.
Okay, so you don't get all wet. Wait.
That's what I'm going to try and put the bag back down. Mikey. Mikey, stay here. Minutes for Belle.
Need to hold mommy's hand.
This might be bad, not a bad time to do it though. Be a bad idea to.
What?
We can ride it now. But, never mind.
If I have to hold you, I'm going to hold you.